Chapter 7. Edmund took Benedetto to Dangler's house. Eugenie kept leaving her room to play music with her music teacher, Louise. Dangler's told Eugenie that she had to let Benedetto join in with them. Albert arrived at Dangler's house while Edmund was there. Dangler's was very rude to him. Edmund invited Albert to come back to his house with him. The two men left Dangler's house. On their way back, Albert said, "It's very funny. Dangler's would rather have your friend for a son-in-law. I am glad to be free of Eugenie. Now that I am, would you introduce me to your friend who goes to the opera with you?" "Haidee? I will introduce you to her, but you must not tell her the name of your father," Edmund said. Albert agreed, and when they got to the house, Edmund introduced him to Haidee. He left the pair alone to talk. Haidee told Albert the story of her childhood. "My father was a man called Ali Pacha. He was a nobleman in Greece. His castle was attacked by the Turks. He had a Frenchman who worked for him. He betrayed my father. He let the Turks into the castle and they murdered him in front of me. The Frenchman then sold me and my mother to be slaves. My mother died very quickly. The Count of Monte Cristo came and found me. He freed me and has taken care of me ever since," Haidee said. Albert was shocked by the story of Haidee's life. He didn't know that his father was the Frenchman she was talking about. Meanwhile, Villefort had written a letter to Franz, calling off the marriage between Valentine and Franz. When Franz got this letter, he was very cross. He wrote back to Villefort and told him that he still wanted to marry Valentine. When Noirtier heard this, he changed his will again. He changed it so that Valentine would only get his money if she married Maximilian. Fernand decided to call on Dangler's to make the final plans for Albert's marriage to Eugenie. When he arrived at Dangler's house, he was surprised to discover that Dangler's wanted to call off the marriage. "Why are you calling off the marriage?" Fernand asked. "That is my business, not yours," Dangler's told him. No matter what Fernand said to Dangler's, he refused to say why he was calling off the wedding. The next morning, an article appeared in Beauchamp, the journalist's newspaper. It told the story about Haidee's father. It mentioned that a man called Fernand had betrayed Ali Pacha to the Turks. When Albert read the article, he thought that someone was trying to frame his father. He went to see Edmund about it. Albert was very angry, so Edmund begged him not to do anything stupid. But Albert was so angry that he went to see Beauchamp and demanded that he retract the article or fight him in a duel. Beauchamp hadn't written the article and had no way of knowing who had. He asked Albert to give him 3 weeks to investigate what had happened before he had to choose between the two options. Meanwhile, Noirtier sent Barrois to bring Maximilian to him. When Maximilian arrived at the house, Maximilian, Noirtier and Valentine were making plans for the future. Barrois left the three to make plans. He was thirsty, and he drank the lemonade that had been brought in for his master. As soon as he drank some of the lemonade, Barrois became very sick and died. Valentine sent for the doctor. He told Valentine that the lemonade had been poisoned with the same poison that had killed her grandfather and grandmother. Someone is trying to poison Noirtier. It must be Valentine. She is the one who will get all his money. She got all the money from her grandfather and grandmother too, the doctor thought. While the doctor was trying to think what he should do, Caderousse called Benedetto to his home. He had decided that he wanted more than 200 francs a month. Benedetto didn't have any more money to give, but he told Caderousse, "I think that the Count of Monte Cristo is my father, and that he will leave me a lot of money when he dies." Caderousse sat and made a plan to break into the home of the Count of Monte Cristo when Edmund was away. The day before Caderousse was going to rob Edmund's house, Edmund got a letter that told him all about the robbery. Edmund sent all his servants away, but Ali, the mute Nubian slave. The two men waited in the house, fully armed, for Caderousse to come. They waited for several hours. Then a man came into the house through the bedroom window. Ali saw a man keeping watch outside. It was Benedetto. He was waiting to kill Caderousse when he came out. Edmund caught Caderousse while he was trying to break into his desk. When he noticed that it was Caderousse, Edmund quickly changed into his Abbé Busoni disguise. When he felt the moment was right, he presented himself to Caderousse. Caderousse was terrified when he saw the priest. "You are right to be afraid, Caderousse. I will let you go free if you tell me the whole truth about how you escaped from prison and why you are here now," Edmund said. An English lord sent a file to a man named Benedetto. "He was in prison with me. We filed off our chains and escaped from prison. I have been making Benedetto pay me 200 francs a month to keep his real identity secret. He has been pretending to be the son of a noble nobleman from Italy," Caderousse explained. Edmund pretended to be shocked to learn of Benedetto's real identity. "The fiancé of Eugénie Danglars is a criminal. I must tell Danglars straight away," Edmund cried. "You can't," Caderousse shouted, and he tried to attack Edmund. He missed, and Edmund forced him to write a letter to Danglars, telling him who Benedetto really was. "You can go back out the window that you came through. If you can get home safely, then God has forgiven you," Edmund said. But he knew that Benedetto was waiting outside to kill Caderousse. He also knew that Benedetto had sent Edmund the letter warning him about the robbery. As Caderousse climbed out of the window, Benedetto attacked him. Edmund came out of his house and carried Caderousse back inside. He was dying. Edmund got Caderousse to sign a piece of paper that said Benedetto had killed him. Edmund tried to get Caderousse to apologize for all the horrible things he had done in his life. Caderousse refused again and again. "Is there nothing that I can say to make you sorry?" Edmund asked. "Nothing," Caderousse said. "Do you know who I am?" Edmund asked. "You are Abbé Busoni," Caderousse said. "No, my name is Edmond Dantès. Do you remember me
and what you did to me?" Edmund asked. "You are alive? Then God must truly exist. I am sorry for all the terrible things I have done," Caderousse said. And then he died. Edmund called the police and gave them the letter from Caderousse. They started searching for Benedetto. Beauchamp had spent some time in Greece to find out whether the story in the paper was true. When he came home, he went to see Albert. "I have bad news for you. The story was true. No one who has read the article thinks it is your father. Only you and I know it was him. I won't tell anyone." "I won't tell anyone what I have found out," Beauchamp said. "What kind of man is my father? I am sorry I was angry with you." "Thank you for what you did," Albert said. Beauchamp left and Albert went to see the Count of Monte Cristo. He was very upset and wanted to see his friend. "Come with me to Normandy. We will have some time away from all of this," Edmund said. The two men spent 3 days in Normandy before an urgent letter came for Albert. The letter had a clipping from a newspaper. It was another article about Ali Pacha. Only this time it said that it was Albert's father who had betrayed him. Albert and Edmund went back to Paris, and Albert went to Beauchamp's house. A man came from Greece with lots of papers. He took them to a different newspaper, and they printed the article. "The government investigated your father. During the first hearing, Heidi told the court that it was Fernand that betrayed her father and sold her and her mother as slaves. She then told everyone that the Count had saved her." "They found him guilty," Beauchamp told Albert. "I will kill the man who did this to my father, or I will die trying," Albert said. "I will help you to find whoever it was. I heard that Danglars was asking questions about your father in Greece," Beauchamp said. Albert leapt to his feet and rushed out of Beauchamp's house. He went straight to Danglars' house and challenged him to a duel as well as Benedetto. "I only asked questions about your father in Greece because the Count of Monte Cristo asked me to," Danglars said. Albert realized that the Count knew that his father was the one who had betrayed Heidi's father, and must have been the one to tell the newspaper about him. He left Danglars' house and went to tell Beauchamp what he had found out.